And finally, we take a look back now at the extreme hardships faced by the church during the long years of communist oppression in the Czech Republic. Happily, just a distant memory or even a page in the history books for so many of the people the Pope has been meeting on this pastoral journey. But for the older people, those memories remain etched in their minds as they risk lengthy jail sentences or worse, worshipping in the so-called silent or underground church, seeking to keep the Christian faith alive under the atheist regime. Today, Father Jan Kofron is secretary to Bishop Mali in Prague, but in the 1980s he was secretly ordained to the underground church, and he recalls how this invisible community struggled to remain faithful to the teachings of the church.
At the very beginning, we were a community of prayer and liturgy, and later also of theological studies, because we have understood that we ourselves must be responsible for the church. Because, of course, in churches there was a sort of theater of communists making impression for foreigners that there is a sort of liberty, so that there were liturgies, there were masses. Anyway, that's what was all what was allowed. Any father gathering, courses, lectures, and so on were practically prohibited, were not possible. And our aim was to live our Christianity in authentic, most authentic way. I have mentioned the theological studies. We could have very good professors, because all those who spent first in the 50s and 60s, many years in jails, were also not allowed to work openly, and thus we had them. Yes, we had lectures with them. Of course, the liturgy could not be celebrated with liturgical vestments. For security, we also used a bottle of wine bought somewhere in a shop, and bread, simple bread, which was in the families, in case that the door would be opened and the secret police would enter, they would find simply a piece of bread on the table, and glass of wine or something like that, or not glass, but a simple pottery. It was a pottery material. We were celebrating the liturgy in the apartments, circulating from one family to another.
Thanks there to Father Jan Kofron, secretary to Bishop Mali in Prague. And that's all from me, Philippa Hitchin, and from all of us here at the English programme for today. You're listening to Vatican Radio. Laudato Jesus Christus.